This is Tough Cookies, a cookie review podcast with Cameron and Zach.
Welcome to Tough Cookies, everybody.
Welcome to Tough Cookies. In 2007 and 2008, the Wiggles were Australia's highest paid entertainers.
Wow.
Earning out Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman, and Kate Blanchett.
And they only had those five were it?
45 milli is how much they made.
There were no other Australian entertainers that those 2 years? Just those five?
Nope. Australia's only got like eight people there, and most of them are the Wiggles. There is drama about the Wiggles.
Oh, yeah?
There's one Wiggle, I believe it's the Yellow Wiggle, who he left the Wiggles because of health issues and then came back later because he was done being unhealthy.
He got better.
Yeah, he got better or something. But they'd already replaced him with Jonathan Two.
If you quit the Wiggles, and then you're like, well, I'm back in the Wiggle. You can't just rejoin the Wiggles.
Yeah, you did. And they kicked out the new Wiggle.
What? Yeah. There was like, hit the bricks, new Wiggle.
Yeah, they were like, get out of here.
Young Wiggle.
Yeah, get out of here, young Wiggle.
Little Wiggle.
Yeah, little Wiggle.
Little Wig. Get out of here, little Wig. Okay, we got to get that old crew. Our new album is not as good. We got to get the old crew back together.
We're good in the band back together.
The reunion tour of the Wiggles.
Yeah.
Did they all sing, but also all play the different instruments?
Well, they definitely all wiggled.
Is this isn't the one with the big hair. That's whatever
town. No, that's LMFAO.
I was thinking of Lazy Town. And that segment, because of the writer's strike, we refused to be funny. And that's why we did that segment just then.
It's not a funny segment. It's a fun fact.
It's educational.
It's fun. It gives you a fact.
It's back to school, isn't it?
It's back to school, isn't it?
So because it's back to school, every year.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Every year, you kind of get to when you remember when you go back to school
and
you
every had a, year, yeah, you, I'm you had a, going
you
back
had
to
a
school.
New brand every like freshman. Your brand was like,
yeah,
I love cheese.
What's your brand this year?
Sophomore, your brand was like, I wear big jackets with big collars. And then junior year, your brand was like, I love clocks. And then
clocks.
And then senior year, obviously, your brand was like, just birds.
Yeah, love birds.
That was big. That year was big for you.
It was real big.
Well,
They called me Big Bird.
They called you Big Bird.
What's your brand?
My brand. Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, we're talking about your brand.
Well, we could talk about that first if you want. What do you think my brand should be? And then I got a goofed up.
What do I think your brand should be?
But what do you think I should? Because this is like year 34, 17, 18, 19 of school for me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of running out of like stand. Obviously. First grade through 12th grade, like cool was my brand. Like
I was literally about to suggest cool if you were looking for something new.
You know how you just said I wasn't cool and I said I was cool?
Yeah.
Well, here's a test. Am I cool? How cool are you really? Test.
Oh, we're about to find out.
We could find out if I was cool and then if I need to rebrand.
I'm going to play with this super glue while you do that.
Well, I'm also
going to be here, I guess.
I'm not just going to close my eyes and silently do this phone quiz. You're going to help me with it.
Oh, no.
Did you break the super glue on your fingers?
The glue comes out of the super glue.
Yeah, you unrolled the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It's okay. I rolled it back up.
Okay,
what's up?
Cool.
Okay, tell me about your brand.
How cool are you really is the test.
Okay.
And I'm going to, so I guess you know me really better than I know me probably. You know my brands. You know kind of how I roll, how I do things.
Your brand is, for as long as I can remember, that Star Wars hat.
Yeah, that's my brand.
And you've got a new Star Wars hat, but you still wear that one.
I like the new one. It just doesn't fit quite as well. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to ask you, but it's about me.
Okay.
They're all multiple choice. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Among your friends, you are the one who always, and here are the options. Makes jokes, throw parties, keep a promise, eats or sleeps.
You're big into sleeping.
Yeah.
You're a big sleeper.
Eats or sleeps.
Eats or sleeps.
Yeah, that's
we
either.
We do a lot of food crime.
Yeah.
And you
do I make
you go to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Well, okay. I think we can cross throw parties off.
Yeah, not throw parties.
Do I make jokes? Do I keep a promise? Or do I eat or sleep?
By jokes, does it mean bits? You do bits.
I do goofs and bits.
Yeah, you do goofs and bits.
Do I make jokes? Do I keep a promise? Do I keep a promise?
I'm sure you've broken a promise to me.
Probably. I don't think we've made a whole lot of promises.
There's that one time in Risk.
That you broke a promise to me.
I didn't break a promise. I won the game. All's fair in love and war.
You don't get the keep a promise one, but that's not the question.
Well, we're in war. All's fair.
I guess all is fair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In love and also in war.
Yeah.
Do I make jokes or do I eat or sleeps?
Okay, we'll do jokes, but eats and sleeps could also work.
I got to add for a multi-nutrient. Hold on. There we go. When it comes to fighting, you always join the party, try to keep calm, give up quickly, try to calm the situation, which is kind of trying to keep calm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think I do if when it comes to fighting?
There's that one time.
And there's a photo of a girl punching a guy wearing a fedora.
Well, she's got boxing gloves on.
Yeah, so he's got a fedora on to show how hard he's getting punched.
There's that one time that a intoxicated man kicked down our door, yeah. And I was like, "Let's go get him." And you were like, "It's okay."
In my defense, he was a collegiate soccer player, and you were also intoxicated, and you're 5'5".
I wasn't intoxicated. Well, I was intoxicated with the acting prowess of Jim Carrey.
And if like whatever you were drinking that night.
I don't know. This might have been pre-21.
It was Halloween.
It was Christmas.
It was Halloween.
We were watching Jim Carrey his goofs and gags.
You were dressed as Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. I was dressed as Harry Potter. Well, yeah, no. You don't dress as Harry Potter for Christmas.
That's fair. When it comes to fighting, do I join the party, try to keep calm, give up quickly, or try to calm the situation?
Definitely one of the last three.
Okay. Do I try to keep calm, try to calm the situation, or give up quickly?
I think you try to keep calm, which is not good in a fight.
I mean, that's not the question. Here's this question, though. Do you usually hang out with a lot of people?
No. No, you don't.
Here are the... every day at school, I hang out with a lot of people.
I guess you do hang out with like 100 people every day at school.
Here are the options. Yes, I can't even number them. Mm-hmm. As if most people are like, yeah, there's the 28.
Yeah. Oh, number 26? Yeah. So, Andrew Johnson, president.
Option A. Yes, I can't even number them. No, option two. Yes, a bunch of them, which is similar.
That's similar.
Three, I wouldn't say a lot. And four, no, just a few of them. Just a few of them, as in them being all people.
We went through... You once sent me a list for your bachelor party, and it was like three guys that you know and all of your cousins.
No, it was like 11 guys that I know and all of my cousins. You just don't know the guys that I know.
I guess I just don't know the guys you know. What are my options? Give me my options.
Yes, I can't even number them.
Definitely not that one.
Yes, a bunch of them. I wouldn't say a lot. No, just a few of them. And them being all people.
I'm going to go with I wouldn't say a lot. Okay. Does it mean at once?
Do you usually hang out with a lot of people? This is an easy one. Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Extrovert.
Yeah, that is easy.
You're extrovertebrae.
I'm extra extrovert.
Yeah, you're back. No wonder it hurts so much.
Do you think people like you? Well, this one's kind of a me question.
Yeah, you got to answer this one.
Of course they do. At least they say so. I hope so. I don't see why wouldn't they? No comma in that one. Not really. Do I think people like me? Of course they do.
Yeah, of course they do. You're a wonderful young man.
Imagine you trip and fall on the street in front of everybody.
Okay. Everybody?
Yeah. Everybody. All people.
Like on live TV.
And there's a photo of a woman just... just face in the ground.
Just face down on the ground.
Oh, wait. I think she's face up, but her hair's in her face.
Yeah, that woman's...
Her head's backwards.
Yeah, her head's backwards.
Like, her torso's up, but her head's backwards.
No wonder she fell down.
So imagine I trip and fall in the street in front of everybody.
Okay.
What do? I get up and keep going. I just wish to die. I blush and bow my head.
Boom.
I laugh at myself.
Thank you.
I blush, but I bow as I have executed a perfect fall on the ground.
I feel like what you'd really do is you'd like get up and check your phone. Like it was part, you know, when you're going the wrong way.
Oh, you're like, that's not the way I was supposed to go.
And then you turn around.
This isn't a 7-Eleven and your face is in the concrete.
Yeah, you'd probably laugh at yourself.
I'd probably laugh at myself. Yeah, that's a big thing I do.
You'd be like, that's funny.
Which of the following instruments can you play? Guitar, saxophone, violin, drums, triangle, piano, none of the above.
Piano, wouldn't it be?
And triangle.
I mean, anyone can play triangle.
It says which of the following, but I know I can only select one.
Piano would be the one.
But
right?
I play, but I do play piano and probably triangle and technically drums, and I took a semester of violin and a semester of saxophone.
And you can play enough guitar to record a note at a time and then make a song out of it.
Yeah, so really all of them.
Yeah, really all of
them. But piano, I'd say the biggest and
piano's the one.
How would you describe my clothing style?
T-shirt with a dog on it and a Star Wars hat and blue shorts. No shoes.
I'm at home. Scruffy jeans and loose jumpers. Sporty style. Elegant dresses. Casual but nice.
Casual but nice. Yeah, for
Heck
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, dude.
Unless it's today when you're wearing a dog shirt.
This is sporty, I would think. Of all the...
Of all of them, you're closest to sporty.
I got a baseball hat.
Yeah.
I got
it's got Star Wars on it, so you lose cool points.
I got gym shorts.
Who's Jim?
I got football shirt.
You got Jim's shorts on?
I got Jim's shorts. When you watch a horror movie,
you don't.
Yeah, it's true.
You close your eyes.
I close my eyes. When we were at a Halloween party freshman year of high school, we went trick-or-treating, and we found a pair of glasses with the slits in them. And I grabbed him as a goof, and I kept him on my shirt because he was a goof. And then we turned out a horror movie later, and I put him on my eyes, but I closed my eyes so no one could see my eyes were closed because I had glasses on. This could be revealed now in the future because we're here in the future now.
Man, is there an option to add that into the cool test?
Let's see if it's one of the options. When you watch a horror movie, you scream, fall asleep, get excited, scare the friend I'm watching the movie with. I don't like horrors.
You don't like horrors.
I don't like horrors.
You're not into those.
I'm not into horrors.
Yeah.
If given the opportunity to just see a horror, I'd opt out.
I mean, I guess I'm not into horrors. I'm into like horror movies.
Do you want to?
But I don't want to like.
Sir, would you like a horror?
Yeah, I'm not like, ooh, haunt me.
Give me a horror.
Yeah.
How good are your communication skills with strangers? The options are awesome. I have no problem to talk to anybody. Great. I'm totally relaxed when talking to someone. Good. I just get a little nervous. Poor, I have a hard time talking to people I don't know, and lousy, I cannot do it at all.
My instinct is to say the first one, but you did promise that we would do a receipt survey from the lady at Gabe's without checking to make sure that you can actually submit the survey. And I feel like a good communicator would be like, hey, is this survey going to be possible? But you didn't do that.
I guess I didn't do that.
So, but I guess we'll say the first one.
Okay.
But you're on thin ice.
Okay.
Thin ice.
Am I into modern technology? Yes, couldn't live without it. Yes, I don't want to fall behind. I think it's really convenient. No, I hate it. I do think it's really convenient.
It is convenient.
But that doesn't have a yes in front of it. That's just a kind of a neutral.
You waited months after the new MacBook came out to buy one, which I don't get.
That's true. So I'm probably not yes, I couldn't live without it.
Yeah.
But I might be yes, I don't want to fall behind, or I think it's really convenient.
I think I'm going to go with convenient because your phone is already like 3 years old. Oh, living in the Stone Age.
I feel like I just got this one. How good are your kitchen skills?
Is there a negative? Is there a negative answer?
Because I almost poisoned my fiance earlier.
Yeah.
The best there can be. I'm pretty skillful. At least I can survive with my skills. At least I can survive with my skills.
And well, we'll give it a couple hours.
I can only eat but not cook.
Definitely that one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, earlier,
the thing that I did wasn't eat or sleep. So maybe I don't eat. This is the last question.
Okay.
Do you respect people as much as they deserve?
Whoa. 0 to 100.
Here are the options. I don't think they deserve it at all.
Whoa!
I'm trying my best. I guess I do. Yes, I think mutual respect is really important. Now you gotta tell me what I do because I don't know what I do.
I hope it's the last one.
Okay.
I hope it's the last
one. Let's only 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3. Oh, we're gonna find out if I'm cool.
Find out if you're cool.
And if my brain is cool, then I gotta pivot for this year.
Yeah. Are you cool?
Okay. Here's the answer. Well, above the answer is an ad for Senior Rice Rico's rice pudding.
But ooh, below I love rice pudding.
You actually have a warm soul, and that's cool too.
Not a great sign when you get, oh, that's cool too.
Even though your personality is not as cool as you expected, don't lose your hopes because you're even cooler than cool. Your warm hug is all that people need around you need to, a warm hug is all that people around you need to feel better, and they would surely give you something in return, unlimited respect and gratefulness.
Ooh.
And since you are a modest person, that is all you ask for.
Wow. Yikes. So I guess your brand this year is
could be cool.
Yeah, you could go for cool.
But mean.
Cool but mean, yeah.
Yeah, like Michelangelo.
Yeah, be a little bit meaner.
Like Mikey.
Mikey?
He's cool but rude.
Yeah, he's cool but rude. Painted the Sistine Chapel.
No, yeah. I was at Michelangelo. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
He did David too. Pretty good portfolio on that Mikey guy, huh?
Painting the Sistine Chapel. Fighting the hand.
What?
The hand.
He was in Smash Bros?
The hand is the name of the evil villains in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Fighting the hand.
Fighting the hand. Smash Bros.
Fighting the hand that feeds him.
Yep. Fighting the hand that feeds him.
Fighting the hands that feeds him. Being cool but rude. Orange That's mask. You. Do you think the new one's going to be good?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Today, I watched the trailer for the Michael Bay one.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was home alone. I had nothing to do, so I watched the trailer.
You got to get a hobby. You gotta get a hobby.
Okay, so here's what I was doing. I was looking up the Rotten Tomatoes score to see if there was any score for the new one, because it comes out in like 5 days. So I thought, oh, maybe the people, you know, maybe the people have scores already. No dice. But before I clicked the new one, I inadvertently clicked the old one. And while I was there, I thought, meh, I'll get it. I'll jump into this trailer. And the trailer for that movie is really weird.
What do you think of it?
The trailer?
Yeah.
I've seen the movie and the sequel, maybe.
They fight Shredder in the sequel, right?
No, they fight Shredder in the first one. They fight the guy, Krang, in the second one.
Oh, Krang.
And Bebop and Rocksteady.
But were those not in the first one?
No, that was the second one.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, what'd you think of the trailer? Megan Fox is in it, right?
She's a cutie. There's a voiceover, and it's like, people say heroes are not born, they're made. That's what you and my father tried to do. And then it shows like silhouettes of the turtles, and they're like Batmaning in the shadows. Mm. And it shows them the big businessman talking to Megan Fox, and he's like, me and your father tried to make turtles into Batman, but it didn't work very good. But then it shows the turtles being Batman, and you're like, hey, it did work pretty good. But then it cuts to the same big guy like touching the chest of a Shredder suit, and you're like, hey, that's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then Mikey does the goofy, he's like, it's just a mask, and he takes off his mask, but he's still a huge turtle monster.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's a good one.
And then I realized that that's a cartoon made for children, and they made a movie that is exclusively targeted toward adults, and that's probably why it didn't do super good.
Yeah. Well, it did good enough to get a second.
Yeah, not a third though.
You know what also got a second?
What
season that is?
Now You See Me.
Well, it's Now You See Me didn't get a season.
No, so it got much. A show. Should have gotten a season. Should have gotten a season of movies. 22 movies.
Yeah, yeah. No, a second season of Food Network Star.
Food Network Star.
The next Food Network Star.
I haven't seen this show.
This is the show wherein which...
Mm-hmm. Where a witch?
Much like the Ninja Turtles movie,
mm-hmm.
there's an origin story.
Okay.
The origin of one... Guy Fieri.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking. That'd be pretty cool to check out, huh?
Wait. You're telling me... Because is this the one that he won like 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
This is like forever ago. Guy Fieri was a nobody. Worthless. Garbage pleb. Nobody knew his name. Nobody even knew what a flame-printed button-up short-sleeve shirt was. Nobody even knew what a red car was.
No one had lived in... Flavortown, population one.
Yeah, population one. One guy living alone with his frosted tips.
Yeah.
And then one day he rolled into the Next Food Network Star. And the prize of the Next Food Network Star was you got a television show.
Triple D.
Well, actually, I think it was a different one.
Oh,
and then later he got Triple D because he did so good on
one D,
the first one.
That D is dang. Yeah.
It was like Guy's Cooking Challenge or something. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Guy Fieri comes on this show.
Yep. Owns it.
Owns it.
Does better than probably they could have ever imagined anyone
better
do.
Better than Alton Brown. Better than Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Better than the girl who's an Iron Chef.
Yeah.
Killed him.
Murdered him dead.
Done. And I know what you're thinking. That'd be cool to check out.
Yeah.
Impossible.
What do you... Can't
stream it on Max, which owns Discovery. Yeah. Or Discovery owns Max.
Yeah.
Can't stream it on Discovery, which... I don't know if it's a thing
like
anymore.
A part of Max, but also on its own.
Can't stream it on Peacock, Netflix, Hulu, anything.
Not even Amazon?
Not even Amazon.
Does it have, what's it called when it plays an old one on the TV?
No reruns.
What?
You get into Hulu, they got Food Network Star, season 14. Roll into Max, they own Food Network. Food Network Star, all that stuff should be on there. Get into it.
Yep.
Season 4 and onward.
What?
Can't get it on. You can't buy the season.
What about
you? Can't buy it on iTunes. You can't buy it on Amazon. You can't buy it on YouTube.
Does the DVD exist?
I don't know.
Well,
if the DVD
hold on,
exists.
Hold on. We gotta jump on Amazon.com.
What is Food Network hiding about the dark origins of Guy Fieri?
Is it called Next Food Network Star?
At the time, I believe it was called Food Network Star.
Here it is.
It's season 2.
Season 2?
Mm-hmm.
Well, gosh dang, there's season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh dang.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2? Well, what? Food Network, what are you?
Yep.
What is in the dark corners of your food network?
Nothing. thing.
Nothing. Wow.
Nothing.
I think it's on the dark web?
Nobody. I've tried the most disreputable sites that I could fathom.
Pirate Bay.
And more.
Yelp.
Yelp. Food LimeWire. Also known as LimeWire. I've tried everywhere. I've tried getting it through streaming. I've tried buying it. I've tried eBaying it. I've tried everything.
Nothing.
It's, I swear, even my Jerry Face, as you know,
I know,
works for Warner Brothers Discovery.
Man. If anyone could have it, it'd be them.
And she has like the Warner Brothers app that they give to advertisers. That's like, here's our catalog of everything we have. As soon as it's made publicly available, it's on this app. She just logs in with her work. Like, wait, everything's
on
there.
You're telling me she's got the Flash on there?
She's got the Flash on there. She's got everything.
Movie night!
But you know what's not on there?
What's not on there? Next Food Network star, season 1 and 2?
Season 2, Food Network star.
Did any of the other winners do as good as Guy?
No.
Did they all get like one season of a show that didn't do good?
Probably. Or probably what happened is like in the later seasons, the prize was just like $1,000 or something. I don't know.
You get to be on Is It Cake 2?
Yeah, you get to be on
Is It Cake Food got a Network sequel? Star.
That's good. Thanks for bringing it up.
Did you know
what dark secrets, what skeletons are in Guy Fieri's closet?
Here's what I'm
that you cannot find his origin
here's
anywhere.
Here's what I'm thinking. You know how you don't know the backstory on the Joker?
Yeah.
And it's cooler because you don't know where he came from and what he's.
Well, you know, you're saying there's three Guy Fieri's.
There's three Guy Fieri's. One Guy Fieri is the mayor of. Okay, there's three Guy Fieri's. One loves drive-ins. One loves diners. And one loves dives. And there are three guys. How else could he eat so much radical, amazing food?
How could he get to all those places?
Drive all those cars, all those places.
So which one's in season two of Food Network Star?
Probably the original. They probably cloned him.
First guy? But what does Guy like? Diners, drive-ins, or dives?
He likes all three a little bit less than each one of them likes.
He just likes all three.
Yeah, he just is okay with diners, drive-ins, and dives.
But the clones love each one.
Yeah,
they love each one.
One loves diners.
I just assume that Guy Fieri's in like the back of the Warner Brothers headquarters and they like milk him for hot sauce or something.
By his hair?
Yeah, by his hair.
Yeah.
That's why his hair's white.
I figured the cloning process kind of jolted his hair up.
Yeah, it was like...
Probably.
Do you think he was like evil back then? Like he had an eye patch?
He was like Sly Fieri.
Before he learned love.
Do you think he had a show called Guy Fieri Learns to Love?
That was the show he got, actually.
Guy Fieri's trip to love.
Yeah. And it's just them teaching him how to love.
Yeah.
But what, like, how come you can't get this? Like, like goofs are done. Why can you not get this season of Food Network Star from anywhere?
Well, here's something, relatedly.
Uh-huh.
The My Brother and Me TV show was owned by, originally CISO, and then got bought by Verve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Verve went out of business and got bought by Crunchyroll, but Crunchyroll only took the anime off Verve. The only thing on Verve that wasn't anime was the My Brother and Me TV show.
But
it's like, on Amazon, so.
Discovery bought Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers owns Max. All the other Discovery stuff is on Max.
And you can 13 go and watch. Seasons of Network Star.
Yeah, and a bajillion seasons
of Network Star. Have you asked Jerry Face this question?
I have.
And
Jerry Face has no answers. And I've asked Jerry Face to ask
her
coworkers.
Does she just go, I don't, I have no, I can't, I can't, I can't say.
Oh, she gets really nervous?
Yeah, she's goes
like, let's change the subject.
I can't say. I can't say. Do you think like the final challenge was like slaughter and cook a man?
Yeah, that was probably
it. And they're like, can't use that one.
I'm going to really try and pressure Jerry Face into like going up the food chain.
Yeah.
And really try, like, even if she's got to get all the way to Zazie.
Yeah.
And like, be like, where is this?
Where is this?
Because I really want to watch it.
Okay. If we know anything about Warner Brothers, it's that fans can pressure them into making a 4-hour movie. So if fans can pressure them to make a 4-hour movie out of a movie that already exists, surely they can pressure them into
releasing thing they already have.
A season of a show that people would... Everyone would watch this show.
Everyone!
How is the most popular season of this show? Well, surely it'll be the most popular season.
Sure. Like, even if it's not, you could just, like, advertise it as, like, the secret dark origins of Guy Fieri. It would blow
the lost episodes of Food Network Star.
We saw the power of Twitter with Barbie and Oppenheimer. You're telling me if they were, like, you could just get the Warner Brothers account on Twitter to just tweet, like, the dark origins of Guy Fieri coming soon.
Yeah.
Get Max. Download Max. Download subscribe Max to Max. It's $50 a month. People do it.
Yeah. I'm all for it, to be honest. Unless he cheated.
Maybe he cheated. He
probably cheated. And they caught it on camera.
Yeah.
Someone's like, he
got a boogie and put it in the other guy's food.
or he wore a shirt the whole time that just said Coca-Cola. And they couldn't use it on this.
Had Bart Simpson holding a Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And they're like, well, rats. Like, oh, guy.
Dang.
Or... this might legitimately, I may have figured it out.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Guy Fieri like trademarked his whole stuff?
But he's got shows on Food Network.
I guess he does, doesn't he? He doesn't have like his own channel.
He's got Triple D.
He's got Triple D on
it. And he's got like Guy's Red Hot, Super Amazing Super Challenge.
Yeah, cooking food, cooking time.
Guy's cool. He's got a cool thing. It's like Food Network Championships. They get everyone who won all the other shows and put them in like a big bracket.
They get, wow. Yeah. They get Guy Fieri's in there.
Guy Fieri's hosting it.
There was a show called Guy's Grocery Games. You know this show?
Yeah, he does it with his son.
There was a whole grocery store and people would run in and get all the food they wanted.
Yeah.
Did they just get a whole grocery store and put it on a TV set?
Surely. Hopefully. It'd be bad if you bought a whole grocery store and all the food went bad. Well, I guess it's a grocery store, though. You just leave it in there, huh?
Mr. Beast bought a whole grocery store.
Why?
He bought 5 whole stores.
Why?
To donate all the stuff to the people who needed it.
Oh, well, that's fine, I guess.
He only bought half the grocery store, though, so the community could still have the groceries they needed. Because he's Willy Wonka.
That's better, I guess. But what if you need a lot of butter? And all the butter will have to
be... He bought all the ranch dressing. I don't think he bought, like, half of all the products. He bought, like, the left side of the store.
That's not good.
Because he walked in and he's like, we got this aisle, and we're only going to buy half the store because we want the community. But he was like, there were fully empty aisles.
Yeah.
So, like, he bought all the...
It's like, I hope you don't need barbecue sauce. Yeah. Mr. Beast bought all the barbecue sauce.
Oh, you're making a cake? Well, it's going to be not sweet because we don't have any sugar. Sorry. You got everything else, though.
Go to Weigel's.
You got a halfway through the mac and cheese aisle, so you can get the mac, but not the cheese.
Was it 5 grocery stores, like, all in the same city?
No, it was 5 stores. So, one was an athletic shop, and he got all the coaches from all the high schools to just come in and get what they needed.
Oh.
And they emptied the store. And then he got, like, a clothing store, and he bought all the clothes in the whole store and donated them all, and stuff like that.
Well, that's
Mr. Beast for you.
I guess the people who needed it got it for free. So he should have just bought the whole store and given it for free.
He did like make them check out through a checkout lane, though.
That's not good.
It's a YouTube video.
Yeah, I guess.
What are you gonna do? It's a YouTube video.
Imagine being the person behind Mr. Beast, and you got like one thing, and you get in line, and you're like, I'll bet they're gonna do the thing where they're like, you go ahead. But then they don't.
And he pulls it out of your hands because he's like, sorry, I got to buy everything.
I swear,
when I buy this, you can have it.
Yeah, but I got to buy it. And you got to stand there for like 2 hours.
Waiting to beep, 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 beep.
I'd be like, I'll just buy the eggs. It's like $1.29.
So you saw a movie that had Einstein in it.
I did, yeah.
And I think I'm kind of an Einstein.
Yeah, you are kind of an Einstein.
But I think I can't tell anybody that I'm an Einstein.
Because they'll make a movie about you.
That's true, but also I think I'm a secret genius.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 2 secret geniuses for you.
Okay.
I really got 3, but one's less good than the other 2.
One's like a secret meh.
Well, I got 3. 2 okay. I'm just really excited about.
Okay. 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 Get excited.
Okay.
Pump yourself up.
Here we go.
You got a diner's, a drive-in, and a dive.
So here's the first situation.
Oppenheimer. Yeah. Oppen Diner's Drive-Ins and Dives.
Anyway.
That's good.
Doppenheimer's Drive-Ins and Dives?
I am become Guy, eater of foods.
Okay, anyway. My dad and I go to the same dentist.
Classic.
And the dentist is a cool guy. And he's the kind of guy, he's the kind of businessman. The dog is barking. He's the kind of businessman who will like take notes on his customers. So like when I walk in to get a dental thing, he'll be like, so how's the job that you got at Lenore City 6 months ago? You know, like he'll write that stuff down and have it on like note cards. So before he comes in, he can like read the note card.
He does like flashcards. He's got like a Quizlet, Zach Slim Quizlet.
Yeah. But it's like when your uncle... knows the one thing about you, and it's that you like Doctor Who, so he buys you a bunch of Doctor Who stuff.
He's like, you come in and he's like, how's, and he pulls out his note card and he's like, Maggie.
Yeah, that's literally like, I am engaged now, and so I'm sure next time he'll be like, so did you get married, you know, like I bet it'll be kind of, it'll shake out like that. Anyway, my dad told the dentist on his notes for him to put the following: do not ask me if I floss, the answer will be no.
I was, you know what you need to do?
What?
You need to go, next time you go to the dentist, you need to be like, yeah, my dad's hemorrhoids are just really bad.
I should totally do that.
Then your dad will come in and be like, so, how's the roids?
How's your butt, Kevin?
That's a secret genius.
Plant seeds of falsehood for all my family members to also go there.
But or you could double get him, and you could be like, he'll be like, so how are you? And be like, yeah, pretty good. Oh, I was staying over at my dad's the other day, and I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth and flossing, and I noticed my dad drinking a whole Dr. Pepper and then going to bed immediately. I'm worried about him, you know? Like, I just don't know.
I usually talk to a therapist, but you're like the tooth therapist.
Yeah. I was flossing, and my dad came in, and he said, what are you doing with that mint-smelly thread that I use to fix my clothes?
You know what I should do? I should say, my dad's been really sad lately. He keeps leaving teeth under his pillow, and no money appears, and I'm not going to tell him, but you're the guy. Next time, can you just put that in next time to slide it into combo? Or, be like, truth or isn't real.
Or maybe if you could just cut him like a $200 check and be like, hey.
They've been sending it to me.
Yeah, the boss and I talk.
Yeah, he's been
she's a little
you.
Busy, yeah. But here.
Oh, you think I could do that and go to the dentist and be like, hey, doc, I don't mean to like bring this up, but I've been shorted a few times and I figure you guys talk, you know?
Could you let her know?
Could you cut me? Do you think you could slide me a few? Because she's a few short, I feel like. I just give it right? Could you pull them all and write me a $200 check?
Yeah, that's the thing is like, do you think you could? So dentist will like put in fake teeth for you, right?
Yes.
Do you think you could like be like, hey, doc.
Mm-hmm.
Take them all out.
Yep.
I'll get the fake teeth procedure.
Yeah.
Money in your pocket. The rest, right to me. Win-win. What do you say, doc? And
oh,
then
like,
you just get your teeth pulled, and then you'll make like 10 grand. You go back in. You're like, here's 5 G's. Boom. Give me some fake teeth.
How much you making per tooth, my dude?
I got some pearly whites. I got some pearly whites.
You got some
whites.
Value.
Yeah, they call them pearly for a reason.
I was always rocking like $2 a tooth.
$2 a tooth.
Like $2-$3 a tooth. Yeah. You got better than that?
Yeah, I was getting like 20.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. High roller over here, but I didn't floss, so.
Well, yeah, I see. That's the thing. You don't get excited for $2. What are you going to do with $2?
You're gonna save up your teeth money.
Well, if you were going to lose all your teeth in like the space of a month,
But when you're a kid,
a month is an eternity.
Yeah, but you get that, you save up that money and you buy a Nerf gun.
Yeah, no, I think I'd rather just get $20, go buy a Nerf gun.
When I was a kid, money seemed like so, to me as a kid is to a Nerf gun, as I is to now is like a yacht. You know?
I followed that, but it's rough. It's a rough trade.
I as a kid is to a Nerf gun. We learned this in like 8th grade language
no,
arts.
I get it.
Yeah. I as a young kid is to as a Nerf gun is as to I am now as to a yacht. Like
embroider it. Let's get it going.
It's an imperceptible amount of money. Like an amount I'll never have. But now as an adult, I'm so mad that they're $20 and at the thrift store they're $4.
Yeah.
Because I had like two.
Yeah. You could have been drowning in Nerf guns.
I could have been drowning. If I knew that tooth money could be a direct Nerf gun transaction at the Carm stores, man, my life would have been different.
I was getting brand new Nerf guns.
I would have been big into guns.
I was getting new Nerf guns every tooth.
Oh, man.
And you could have been.
I could have been.
You could have been.
I didn't know that they were so affordable.
I could have been getting like five Nerf guns a tooth.
I know. We were really gypped as youths.
Yeah.
But maybe I did not love for thrifting would not be as fruitful.
I did get those cool Star-Lord guns.
Yeah, those were cool. I don't know where those ever ended up.
Last I checked, they're in the trunk of your car.
Yeah, that was two cars ago, man. Yeah.
So you don't still have them?
And if they're anywhere at my dad's in the closet of the bar, I keep all my costumes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You got two more secret geniuses.
Well, is that one, is I don't floss? Don't ask me about flossing. Is that genius?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. But I don't know. Well, I don't know. Because I feel like he probably has like doctor rules that, you know, he's got to like ask.
He can't. What's the thing where you can't like kill, you can't hurt someone, take someone's life as a doctor?
Yeah.
You know that like, thing?
I don't
got to ask if they floss.
Yeah, I don't know if you can opt out of like standard medical procedure.
It's the, know? Oh, what's the thing called, the doctor sign where they can't like hurt a patient, and it's like called something,
the doctor's,
the code, the Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi's code.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
It's like the dentist Hammurabi's code.
They have to ask if you're
except
flossing.
except your dad, because he's like, the answer will always be no. Yeah. So don't ask. That's the first one. So you think it's genius?
No, I think the genius, I think, would be to just floss.
I think the genius is to sow seeds of deceit.
Well, yeah, that's genius. Yeah. My dad's hemorrhoids.
Okay, I'm going to give you an easy one, and then we'll slam dunk it, because I like the last one.
Okay.
So you may have seen this earlier, and you might do this, but I've never seen this before. Mm-hmm. Maddie, my wonderful fiance, will, as she eats chips out of a big bag, cut the bag.
Lower and lower.
Lower and lower. I've never seen this, and then I just saw Amanda, my friend, do it just the other day. So apparently this is like a thing, and I've never seen this or done this. Thoughts?
It's a good move.
Oh, yeah?
But I've never been eating chips and been like, oh, I got to go all the way over there.
You know, like I've never. I got to move my hand all the way down in that. This like, bag that's go 4 inches long. There.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. It's a good move. I guess it's fine.
I got two opinions on this. Yeah. One, this will work if it was a Pringles can, for sure. Cut the Pringles can lower and
that
lower.
That would be really
that
good.
That would be good.
That's the secret genius.
Yeah, you just cut the Pringles can. The lid still fits.
Yeah.
Thing number two, I think that when you eat like half a bag of chips, your reward is you get to wrap the top of the bag like around the bag.
Oh, do like an inside outie.
But I guess you can use a chip clip more easily with like a little lip.
I've seen the thing where you fold the top of the bag.
I've seen over that.
And push the bottom up.
Well, it's like you fold the inside. It's like they fold the.
Yeah, but then how do you close it? Is the thing.
Yeah, it's making you make it's a little. That's too like much. I'm gonna eat all the chips.
Yeah. I think the real secret genius of chip eating would be to just put some in a bowl. That way you don't like eat a whole bag of chips at once.
Yeah, you do eat a whole bag of chips. Well, Maddie will like pour some on a plate. She'll have an open bag and some on her plate, but then the bag is there if she wants more on her plate. I think chips should be in like a cereal box.
You pour them out of a box into a bowl of milk?
No, let me rephrase. And by rephrase, I mean change my idea.
Okay.
I think chips should be in one of those wine boxes with a button, and it dispenses chips.
It dispenses
like,
chips.
Kind of like your fridge for ice. Yeah. And you could just turn a knob like a cereal machine.
Like cereal at a hotel.
Chips come out.
Yeah. I think that's a good one. Yeah.
Because when you got to put effort into every chip, you're only getting like six, right?
I've seen lots of weird, like, you know, ways you cut a chip bag and stuff to make it like pourable.
It's like, this is life changing.
Yeah, life hacks.
No, it's not.
It's a good move.
Yeah,
but just put your hand in the bag.
Space saver, though. I guess
technically.
Have you seen the reseal the bag with the little nifty gadget you can buy?
It
like melts the bag shut again.
Why would you not just use a chip clip?
I feel like that doesn't vacuum seal it shut.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna wait 3 months between finishing my blue cheese jalapeno popcorn. That's really bad.
Do you think, though, maybe they don't like I have the Fritos dilemma, where I'll make a pot of chili and buy a bag of Fritos and use the Fritos in the chili, but only use half the bag, and then the other half of the bag will go bad, but then I'll buy chili ingredients again and buy a bag of Fritos, and then I have a bag and a half of Fritos, but one of them's bad and one of them's good, and then I'll throw the half bag away, and I do that every time. Could I reseal the Frito bag and they'd be good? You know,
freeze it.
I don't think you can freeze Cheetos.
Yeah,
or Fritos. I don't think you can freeze Fritos.
No, you could get a space saver.
If you can fire hot Cheetos, if you can like what's it, like the super hot Cheetos?
Yeah,
flaming hot. If you can flaming hot Cheetos, you can freeze Fritos.
Yeah, surely.
If you can Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You might be a redneck, and frozen pop Fritos.
Isn't there like a thing where if you like microwave chips with a glass of water or something, they get unstale?
I've heard that with pizza. But I feel like that's a lie, because I feel like the water would turn into steam and make the pizza even moister.
But is that good? What is going stale?
Going stale?
Yeah, what causes that?
It's caused by, you know how, I'm going to, Hy-Vee sauce, Michael here. You know how cells vibrate?
Yeah. Well, love when they do that.
When you get older, your mm-hmm. cells like regenerate because you're a person.
Yeah.
And you get new cells and your old cells like land mm-hmm. on the floor and turn into dust and yeah. make like other smaller Camerons.
Yeah.
But chips don't do that because they're not alive.
Okay.
So their cells slow down, but they don't get new fast cells. And the slower they go, the more cells fall off, but they don't get new cells. So when you eat a chip, all the fast cells are gone.
So that's why it doesn't crunch as much. It
tastes slower.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't crunch less. It just crunches slower in time. Like it's the crunch is very slow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's what stale is.
Yeah, that's what stale is.
Yeah, that's what stale is. So genius?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, cool.
It's fine.
Here's my third one. This is a slam dunk. I love this idea. I haven't actually done it, but I love this
You're about
idea.
To be like, you know how sometimes, like, after a year, you always get pulled over? There's a little sticker on your license plate, and you can just get a new one at the DMV, and then they'll stop pulling you over.
No, I'm actually very excited about this
okay.
idea.
Okay.
You ever been on an airplane? And yes. they're like,
that is a good one.
We
it's so much quicker than we And boats. Don't even get me started. You're they're right. Like that is a good one. Yeah.
No. You ever been on an airplane? But before you board, they're like, gosh dang, we oversold the seats.
Mm-hmm.
We will not only provide you with an alternative flight, but pay you cash to change flights.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, that cash, if no one takes them up, that cash just keeps getting higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my dad's flight was offering $1,500
mm-hmm.
and another ticket.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just bought, every day you went to the airport, bought a plane ticket for mm-hmm. a flight, or just bought one
mm-hmm.
for like Knoxville to Atlanta. Just the second they were like, who wants money? I do, right? Sure. First day you'd make $300, but now you have a free ticket to get another flight from Knoxville to Atlanta the next day. Every day, you're making $400, $500, right? Sometimes $1,000.
Yeah.
Your job, and that this could happen at 8 a.m., and you could go home and be done for the day, right? Could you make money buying airline tickets, buying one airline ticket that you use over and over and over again, and reaping the profits of an overbooked flight?
There's one problem.
Which is?
Day one,
mm-hmm.
you buy a ticket from Knoxville to Atlanta.
Yep.
You go to the airport, you're waiting. Oh, they're going to be like, we ever booked this flight? Who wants money?
Yep.
You're waiting, you're waiting, you're waiting. They call group one. You're yep. waiting, they call group two. You're waiting, they call group three. You're waiting, they call group four. You're waiting, plane leaves.
Well,
suddenly you're out the money for a ticket.
Well, okay, yes, but I feel like surely there are flights that are just always, like LA to Vegas. You know, I feel like that's always booked. Like, there's got to be a flight that's... And you never have to take the flight. You just got to find the flight that's always going to be booked. And you can rotate because you have a floating ticket, right? So if it's a... If you, like, and you don't have to go every day. Like, my dad got 50... You could just go one day a week, make $1,500, and then bounce for the week.
I bet you don't get, like, an extra ticket. I bet you get, like, okay, here's your $1,000. And also... And by the way, first off, after this, I'm going to explain to you why they do this. They're like... Here's your $1,000. And also you get a free flight, but the free flight's really like, we promise to take you to Atlanta. So the next flight you can go to Atlanta.
My dad has told me, and this might be false, but he is a flight expert. They give you a voucher for a flight, like a Delta flight.
Oh, and you can just pick it?
And you can just punch the number into the box and you get a ticket.
That can't be the case because you could book a ticket from like LA to Vegas, get your free flight, and then like go to Japan.
Maybe it's like a price comparable voucher.
I don't know. Anyway, here's the reason why they do this. And this is not a secret genius. This mm-hmm. is a life hack, a cool know your rights life hack.
Yeah.
If you, for whatever reason, whether it's a delay, whether it's we overbooked a flight, whatever, are delayed on a flight and they say, we can't take you, you can have the next flight. If the wait is longer than, I believe it's 3 hours, it's either 3 hours or 4 hours. If the wait is longer, according to the Department of Transportation, the airline owes you in cash 3 times your ticket amount.
Really?
And they have to put you on that flight.
Oh.
And so the reason they come out and they go, $500 for whoever would like to wait, just sign this paper, is because...
For the guy who can't get on the flight.
The guy who can't get on the flight could get 3 times his ticket and a free flight.
So what you got to go do is buy those last tickets. Mm-hmm. Those final, like, you might get on the flight tickets and just never get on the flight.
And well, here's the thing.
People are going to take him up on the $1,500.
Yeah.
And you're going to get on the flight. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem.
I feel like you could do this several times.
If you could consistently get a flight that does that, I'm sure you could do it until the FCC arrests you and charges you with flight fraud. That's the one thing.
I don't think sky crime.
But you're not in the sky when you're doing it, huh?
Then it's not crime.
And sky crime's a thing. Liam Neeson taught us that.
But I don't think they offered me $1,500 to not go on a plane, and I said, okay.
That's their problem.
That's their problem.
That's their hustle.
That's their problem. Yeah, yeah. Their prerogative is to sell more tickets than there are seats on this airplane.
Plus, if they're thinking, whoo, we cost ourselves $1,500, but we saved ourselves like $4,000, they're probably feeling pretty good.
Yeah,
so they're probably not going to look into it.
Because, like, my dad's flight was. Atlanta to Dallas on like what was 2 days ago, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you could just book a ticket on the Atlanta to Dallas flight every Saturday, I mean that's
free money.
That's money in the bank.
Yeah,
that's a week of work for a day of work.
If you're me, it's 2 weeks of work.
That's about 2 weeks of work. It's a little less than 2 weeks. But that's money in the bank.
Maybe we should try it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
a genius.
I feel like the planets have to align. You got to get the flight. That's booked.
Mm-hmm.
You got to. It's also a little bit like, you know, the parable of the purse that gives you infinite money until you try to spend it, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those, like...
they're going to be like, does anyone want to get off the flight for free? And one guy's going to be like, do it.
My wife's at home and I don't want to go, blah, 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 blah. And you're going to be like, oh, gosh dang.
Yeah.
Or like one day you're going to be on the flight and they're just never going to do it. And then suddenly you're going to be in Dallas. And then you're going to have to get a ticket back.
Yeah. I mean, you just not get on the plane.
Do they do it before you get on the... I guess they would. Because if you're on the plane, you're probably going to see...
in your bags and the thing. And they're like, who wants to get off the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it in the airport area.
I was once... this is before I knew my cool civil rights. I don't know if it's a civil right. Before I knew my Department of Transportation rights. My sky rights. I was once delayed on a flight in Chicago for 6 hours.
Oof.
And couldn't get back to Knoxville until very late. But I feel like I could have gone to the desk and gotten my
your hundos.
But it was a little tough because it wasn't like, oopsies, our plane messed up. It was like the flight from the Netherlands to Chicago was late. And then I missed the connector because that plane was late.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's on the airline. Like, I don't think that would get you the money.
Yeah, like it is on the airline, but I feel like I'd bring it up and they'd be like, not our fault.
I think
Netherlands.
I don't know the airline law, so I could be totally wrong. But I bet, because if it rains, that's not on the airline, right?
I think it's like specifically if...
You buy a ticket for a flight and that flight does take off, but you're not on the plane.
It's like, oh, the plane broke, or like, oh, we overbooked, or like, oh, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you guys done fricked up.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Like, I'm sure, like, if it's inclement weather, I'm sure there's a law that's like, if it's an act of God.
Yeah.
If it's an act of sky God.
Yeah. You're out of luck, Chuck. Yeah,
you're fricked.
So, I'm a genius and should try this professionally and give up my job and just go to the airport every day and buy a ticket?
I think you should quit tomorrow and try that.
And try that? That's actually good timing because Wednesday is my first day back.
Boom.
So
you're free tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I'm free tomorrow regardless. I can just do this tomorrow.
Yeah. You've got nothing going on tomorrow.
I got nothing going on. I can go to the airport, buy a ticket, get in the airport. Hopefully they sell out, fingers crossed, on a Tuesday afternoon.
Knock it out. On a Tuesday afternoon in Knoxville, Tennessee.
The day before school starts. Okay. But if you did this consistently over the summer as a teacher, mm-hmm. I bet you could my dad flies all the time. I bet he has seen a pattern.
Or I bet what happens is you get your free voucher and your $1,500 and then you go to like get a different flight with your voucher. And I bet it's like in the system, it's like this guy's using his oopsie whoopsie voucher. Yeah. Get him on the plane.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably something. That's,
it's like how you don't get a receipt with a barcode on it when you use a coupon at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not necessarily maybe to stop the secret genius scammers, but just because like we already made him upset. Let's get him on the plane this time.
Let's get him the special seat in the back where he gets to sit and make sure. Let's get him on the toilet.
Yeah, for some reason, I feel like there's probably not a way to make $1,500 a day scamming airlines.
I thought it was pretty smart.
Try it. Nobody's telling you not to try
it. So genius?
Could be genius.
Could be genius.
Get yourself like a $100 ticket to Atlanta. That's what peak I'm time.
Worst case scenario, you fly to Atlanta.
Then you get to go to Atlanta.
Then you get to Atlanta. Yeah, right? I mean, who? Yeah.
Yeah, you can go visit the
Coke Museum. Yeah.
World's the big sports park.
Yeah, I could go into Atlanta. The varsity. And there's one at the airport.
Bad haircut. Bad hot dog.
Really bad haircut.
The varsity's not very good.
It's not. I went recently. It's not good at all. And it's expensive.
Yeah, it is really expensive.
It's expensive and bad.
The thing is, like, you go and people are like, we've got to go. It's an old diner and stuff. And you're like, all right, well, like, I'll go. This is an old diner.
Yeah.
And then they built, like, the interstate and stuff through it. Like, whatever. Like, I'll go and check it out. Yeah. And then you go and you're like, the food might not be good, but at least I'll get to go to, like, a cool diner. And then you walk in. The menu's all, like, TVs with, like, robots serving everything and stuff because it's so busy. Yeah. And they like McDonald's-ified it, and then you're like, this sucks.
A bad restaurant with bad chili dogs.
It's bad.
That cost $9.
Good. Yeah, it's not good at all. Go to Sonic.
They have the best jalapeno poppers. This show isn't just about Sonic.
The Hedgehog.
This is a show about
DC movies, primarily, I think.
Mostly, yeah. So I was doing my prep for this ep.
Yeah.
And I was like, we could do a movie watch. It's like, but we went pretty hard on movies for like the last three eps. So I think I got to find another thing to talk about.
It's too bad because we really nixed the movie talk on the Barbie on Oppenheimer the week, day.
But everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
If we did it, it's like everybody's doing it.
We'll do it real quick, okay? You've got 10 seconds to do Barbie. Go.
It's pink and there's girls and boys. Women are the best.
All right. Now you do me.
You have 10 seconds to talk about The Flash. Go.
It's amazing. It's the most perfect movie. Nick Cage's AI self is in it. And also the time travel makes sense.
And that's all the movies that there are.
Anyway.
This is a show about cookies, everyone.
It's a show about cookies.
What do we got today, buddy?
Today we've got crispy and classic cookies, delicious mini peanut butter made with Reese's peanut butter cups, made with real cane sugar, made with real butter, naturally flavored with pure vanilla extract.
We got them at Gabe's. Gabe's is like kind of like a Big Lots. It's like overstock stuff. So they have like the cookies that nobody bought.
Possible.
So we got the cookies that nobody bought.
Yeah, so Gabe's is like you said, like all the stores that sell good stuff are like, oh, our good stuff didn't sell good. You can have this.
Who do you think sold this? This feels like a Mass General store.
It feels like a Gabe's.
Yeah, it does. But I don't think Gabe's is directly like routed from anywhere.
No way. I have no clue who would have sold this.
But it's Reese's. It's like Reese's brand.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's made with Reese's. It's cookie classic. It's classic cookie brand.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if classic, if I could like source this to like a manufactured by Mannin Specialty Foods in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Huh.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Hold up. Oh, okay, are these good cookies?
The Reese's trademark and trade dress are registered. I knew that. Okay. Cool. I don't know. Let me get up in this.
It's called Classic Cookies.
It's called Classic Cookie is the name of the thing.
Let's see. Classic cookie. Give me another one of those. They're pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
How much is this bag? Let's see. Oh, do you recognize that? I feel like I recognize that.
I mean, not. I look at 100 cookies a week. I don't know.
What do we pay for that?
Probably like $3.
There's not a sticker on it with a price. This is like Gabe's.
Not that I can see. I bet it was like on the shelf that it was on.
This is a $12 bag of cookies.
Not for us, I bet. Surely not for us.
No.
I guess you could technically check your like banking app, but
you owe me half, so yeah, it was $12 bag of cookies. Mm-hmm. These aren't bad.
These are not bad. These are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
These are like, we haven't done like cookies in a while.
Yeah.
These are like cookies.
Yeah, these are, it's like a bag of small cookies, very crispy. Most of them are broken. It's a fine bag. I don't know what else you want. Someone opened it really bad.
It is. It's we talk about the container situation all the time, and this is a poor one because the ones on the bottom get crumbly dumbly.
And there's no resealability. You just have to eat the whole bag.
Which is not a problem with these bad boys.
You're not wrong.
These are good.
I do, however, take issue with one thing.
Okay. I think I know what it's going to be. Is it that?
Two things. Everyone, I just like shook a cookie over the trash can to get all the crumbs off
it. If you wanted to like salt your dinner, you could shake these cookies over them. Not with salt, but like with cookie sugar.
These are peanut butter cookies with Reese's peanut butter chips in them.
Are they? So they are. I'm not against that at all.
I feel like these would benefit from chocolate chips.
See, I gotta disagree with you there, buddy. I think that'd be a hat on a hat.
They're very Nutter Butter.
These know exactly what they are. They're peanut buttery, and they're sweet and peanut buttery, and then delicious, and that's that.
Really crumbly.
They're really crumbly, but they're not chocolate cookies. They're good cookies that are not chocolate cookies, and that is a really great thing for me.
I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah, they feel protein. There's probably a lot of protein in these because they're peanut butter, and peanut butter.
I bet they're good for you. Yeah.
Let's see, serving size. Well,
I'm gonna guess two.
One.
That's rough.
Well, no, 1 ounce. How many? No, there's not. That's more than one, because there's 7 servings in a container.
Wait, it gives you the serving size in ounces?
Yeah, in ounces, because they know they're going to be destroyed.
Yeah, that's not very...
Wait, does it say how many are in the bag, I wonder? Per serve... No? Yeah, I don't know.
What's the ounceage of the bag?
Okay, serving size 1 ounce, net weight 7 ounces. Well, there's 7 ounces in a bag, but I don't know how many cookies are in a bag.
Yeah, so we don't know. There's no way. A seventh of a bag.
A seventh of a bag. Every day you can have a seventh of this bag for a week. You can make piles. Wait a minute. Hold on. Look at this guy. I know him.
Is that?
That's not Keebler, is it?
It looks like Keebler.
It looks like Keebler, doesn't it?
It do be looking like Keebler. There's like a mystery, like a red on red Keebler.
Like a mystery red on red mystery elf. That's super maybe Keebler, but probably not Keebler. But boy, it looks like Keebler. But it's not Keebler. He doesn't live in the tree. He lives in the classic cookie, so real it's unreal bag.
Now, hold up.
Yeah? Are these Keebler, maybe?
Oh, boy.
What's the word?
I'm on classiccookie.com.
Okay, what do you got?
There's a section called content creators.
Ooh. We got PewDiePie on in that bad boy, Mr. Beast.
Do you like reviewing or making fun social media content around snacks?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Check out more details below. Well, I guess I'm applying for the new product club.
Yeah, you got to apply for the new product
club. We're from the United States.
Yeah, we are.
We have a podcast. Yeah, where do you post at least 2 to 3 times a month?
Yeah, we
do. Facebook, online blog, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitch, Reddit, Twitter. Don't use social media.
That's tough because we really just use Spotify and iTunes and stuff.
Yeah, that's... maybe...
You can say Instagram, I guess, technically.
Sure.
If asked for a link, put like our Spotify link.
Please write in the following format. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc.
Like what? Where we do it?
I'll say Apple Podcasts.
Yep. And then probably like Spotify.
Yeah, gotta have that.
And then Pandora. We're probably on there.
Oh, yeah. We're on Pandora. Zune.
Amazon Music. Well, Amazon Podcasts. I don't actually know how Amazon does their whole thing.
I think it's Amazon Music. I'm just going to say anywhere podcasts are found.
Yeah. All streaming. Any and all streaming services for podcasts. Except, I think maybe, I don't know, not YouTube anymore. We used to be, but then we gave up on that.
Oh, I accidentally put Spotify - Apple Podcasts. That's not the name of our podcast. Oh, we are going to get so famous.
Oh, heck yeah, dude. I'm going to eat so many of these cookies. These are so good.
Do we got to give these a good review now? How many combined followers do you have across all platforms?
Combined?
Yeah.
100.
1,000? All right.
Yep, 100,000.
Yep.
Well, you have... How many followers do you have?
About 420.
And how many followers do I have? Probably about 600. That's 1,000.
That's 1,000.
Plus the podcast, that's 1,004.
Plus the podcast, that's 9,000. That's 10,000. Which of your platforms has the highest engagement rates? We don't use social media.
Probably Spotify.
What type of content?
Because on Spotify, you can't tell. They couldn't look.
Well, Spotify's not an option.
Oh, damn.
What type of content do you primarily post?
Podcasts.
Photo, video, blog articles, all?
Dang. That's tough. Vlog? I don't know. That's tough.
Whoa, there's a lot of questions. Have you created content that has included snack brands?
Yes.
Yes. What snack brands did you use?
Oh, no.
So many.
So many. We've had like a cookie. We've had a cookie every 2 weeks for the last 5 years.
A cookie every week for like 5 years. It's been three. It's like barely been three. Describe the story template idea of the piece of content where you use these snack brands. A cookie review podcast.
There we go. Now we can get into it.
Yeah, now we're getting into it.
The real stuff.
Have you tried Classic Cookie product before? No.
No.
Why do you want to promote Classic Cookie? To make money.
No, because they're delicious and we love their... Wait, do we want them to talk to us really for real?
Well, we've got 100,000 followers.
That's true. We hate to disappoint.
They're
going
to want to talk to us either
way. We'd hate to disappoint their fans.
And we said we're a cookie review, not a cookie pushing podcast. Yeah. So we got to... First up, Classic Cookie. Yep. Let's just get this. Listen, we know you're listening.
Yep, you're here now. We got you. Hooked
you. You looked in the description. You saw we're reviewing Classic Cookie. You know we're on to you. Uh-huh. And we know that you know that we're on to us.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing. First things first, this is a cookie review podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to review the cookies.
Without you, if you're not paying us, we're giving an honest review.
Yeah. And if you are paying us, we're giving an honest review. No matter what. Yes. Wink. Yeah. No. Wink. No. We're always giving an honest review, no matter what, whether you pay us or not.
Wink.
With that in mind, Classic Cookie's the greatest cookie I've ever had. It's so good.
It's perfect in every way.
Everyone should buy these.
You know what? You should go to the store and buy these. They're so good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Go to every store
and buy every one of them.
Oh, man, these are so good.
These are so good, man.
They're so good.
These taste delicious, and I love them and everything they're about.
And if anyone wants to partner with us, it's toughcookiescast@gmail.com.
Toughcookiescast@gmail.com.
It's so good. Why do you want to promote Classic Cookie?
They're just delicious.
They're just so good.
They're just so good. If it asks for a link, we got to put this up. You don't have a link for this app yet, do you?
Nope. There's content details. I'm putting my name.
Okay.
What is your city and state on your shipping address?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, TN, baby.
That's us, baby.
They'll be like, oh, they're local. Maybe we can get like a classic cookie
like
person.
A Knoxville.
It's Sevierville, yeah.
Yeah, it's Sevierville.
Listen, this one's not a bit. If a classic cookie person wants to come on the show, come on the show.
They've made it. They made it an hour and 5 minutes in, and they're like, when are they going to say? Come on the show.
The Tough Cookies email is definitely toughcookiescast, right?
It's toughcookiescast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're...
I'm certain.
You're certain?
I'm certain. It's because it's TCC.
Yep. It's toughcookiescast. Yep. Tough
certain.
toughcookiescast@gmail.com. Preferred email... Text everything. Do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just email us, actually. It only lets me do one. I'm not a robot. Find the taxis.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough for us.
Not all taxis are yellow, but I got it in one, baby. I got it in
one. Did you ever fail one of those or wonder if you're a robot?
Yeah, I am a robot. All right. Listen, we've applied to the Classic Cookies creator partners.
Heck yeah, dude.
This is it.
We made it.
Yeah.
It took us 94 episodes.
91.
91 episodes, but we made it.
And you know what? Now that we've finished that, we can give an honest review
honest
for these
review
cookies.
Honest review of these cookies.
Yeah.
It's
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good cookies.
I may have gone a little strong there with the... If these are minis,
Yeah, what's a regular one?
Yeah. I mean, like, these are like the perfect size, exactly where I'd want them to be.
If a brand were to like send us regular size cookies, we could perhaps review them.
And
tell others to buy them, maybe.
Here's the thing. All 100,000 of you, make sure you go to the store nearest you and buy as many of these bags as are on the shelves.
Yep.
We know we have a fan in every country for sure. Like we've documented that for certain.
Hold on.
Really?
Contact us. Not us.
What already?
Everyone. This one's not a joke.
What?
This one's not a joke.
Did we get a robot response?
If you're listening to this podcast, hold on.
Okay.
If you're listening to this podcast, I need you to put pen to paper and tell John L. Marshall that you heard about these delicious classic cookies on the Tough Cookies podcast. And I need you to put that envelope in a mailbox at 1830 Jack Delosier Drive, Sevierville, Tennessee, 37876.
You know what we should do?
Write a letter to this man?
Not write a letter to this man.
Write several letters.
Write about 100 different, in different handwritings, and different pens, and different envelopes, and different letters to this man.
I feel like ChatGPT is going to come in handy.
Boom, baby.
Get ourselves, hey, write me a letter
to this guy. Write me 100 letters to this guy.
Write me a letter to this guy. Change it. Enter. Paste. Change it. Enter. Paste. Yeah. Change it. Enter. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's easy. We just have to make 100 fake email addresses.
This one's not a goof. If you're from Classic Cookie, you're local, and you want to come on our Knoxville
Cookie Podcast. We've had so little luck with local cookie makers, because everyone's like, oh, all you do is talk about The Flash. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the show.
That's the show.
Listen, hey, pal. Half the people who listen to the show stop at the cookie review.
What do you think the tough is about?
Yeah.
It's tough to get to the cookie part. The cookie part's the reward. It's tough. It's like bargain hunt. You got to hunt for the bargains.
And we are such a good brand to partner with.
Yeah.
Zach cuts out all of our naughty stuff.
All the naughty words. I cut them all out.
All the naughty words, like this word.
Please don't.
Friendship.
I'll leave that one in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I love friendship.
We're a little
That's
bit,
another thing about this show.
That's another We're thing
pro
about this show.
Pro-friendship, anti-cuss word.
Pro-friendship, anti-cussing.
That's us.
Unless you're applying to cuss college.
Unless you're applying to cuss college. And then we're not pro-cussers because we haven't graduated yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm the dean.
That's right.
I'm the dean at cuss college.
You had to go somewhere else. Didn't the dean of a college have to go to that college?
If they don't, stolen valor.
Stolen valor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Tough Cookies. Pro, what are we pro?
Friendship.
Pro friendship, anti-cussing.
We're definitely pro Classic Cookies, pro a Sevierville brand.
So far. At this moment, love them.
Hold on, wait, no. Oh, that's the thing. They always tell you, if you want to partner with a brand, mention the brand, but never do a call to action. So what we
need... They say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it on a podcast once.
Nobody buy any.
Yeah. Well, no. That's a call to action. That's a call.
Everyone to do whatever you were gonna do before.
Yeah. Everyone, Classic Cookies is a cookie brand.
Hey, you know what? Here's how Classic Cookies will know if our listenership listens to us. Hey, everyone, buy exactly as many Classic Cookies as you were buying before you heard this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if their stock doesn't shoot up or down after this episode, they'll know our
incredible influence.
Our incredible reach and influence.
Our amazing influence.
Yeah, because nobody changed their behavior.
Yep.
Awesome. So we're 7?
Shooing. I was going to give him an 8.
Nice.
I was really going to give him an 8. These are good. I would have liked chocolate chips. That probably would have bumped it to a 9.
I was going
to
go 7.
I like them.
I like them too, though, a lot. So maybe
you're
7 and a half.
You're saying 7, but there's not many cookies left in that bag.
Maybe 8. These are good. These are really good. Maybe 8. I think 8 might be better.
Yeah, I think I'm going to land on an 8.
Yeah, I think 8 is true what my heart and mind and soul says. But if Classic Cookie, if you're listening at this point, 10.
See you next week when we get another bag of Classic Cookies. And we keep doing that until
every
Classic
week.
Cookies.
Oh, no, they're just
the
so good.
Oh, but yeah. Oh,
we want
they're
to.
So good, but don't decide to go out and buy them unless you are already going to do that.
Yeah,
that's fine, but don't base your decision to buy them
Even
off of this podcast.
We're going
to
start buying them on a weekly basis, so one of you stop buying them.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We'll let you know, person, You know who you are. We've contacted you.
Yeah.
You listen. All right. Listen. Mm-hmm. Listen. Mm-hmm. 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 If you're the person who's buying classic cookies, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to empty your savings account and buy as much gold as possible.
Yeah.
We need you to put it in a box and bury it in your backyard. Mm-hmm. One of our agents will contact you.
Absolutely.
With what to do next.
Absolutely.
That step, it's secret, but also that step is don't buy any more
classic cookies. Don't buy any more classic cookies.
Until we say so.
And when we stop, you start again.
And when we stop, you can start again. We'll let you know on a weekly basis.
Yes, on a bi-weekly basis.
On a bi-weekly basis, yeah. What cookies we're getting. Tell anyone, because the cookie review is a secret until the episode comes out.
Yeah.
We'll just tell you if it's not classic cookies.
Yeah, we will X at you.
Yeah.
Is that it?
We'll X you.
X?
Yeah, we didn't talk about this at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter's an X now.
We're going to get into it.
Next week.
Next time.
Next. Is that kind of a Twitter tie-in?
Follow us on X at...
Wait, but at is the other... The at symbol is the other one.
At... I think they're all ats.
No, but the symbol for the at is the logo for stream or whatever.
Oh, for threads.
Threads, yeah.
Follow us on X.
Follow us on X and threads.
Our handle is... Senator Mitt Romney.
That's us. And the followers that account has is all of our followers.
Yep. That's all our followers.
Yep.
And you know what? Everything we've said on Twitter and X and Threads and every other platform, we stand by.
It's a goof.
Oh.
It's all a goof. So if you see those, they're goofs. They're all goofs.
Well,
is that it?
I think that's the show except for one thing. You were going to tell me about your part in the Bay of Pigs invasion.
That's a goof. That was a goof. That was a goof. All right, bye.
Bye.